It is our Monday morning visit with Coach Joe Haynes of the Waynesville Football Tigers. Great second half, Coach, against the 7th-ranked Yellow Jackets. Tigers went toe-to-toe with Lebanon, trading touchdowns, which would have made for a memorable game if it hadn't been for that first half that they pretty much had their way with the Tigers.
Yeah, second half was definitely a different ball game. I think a different team overall came out for us. You know, we talked about it before we came out. There's four things you need to play. We were going to do and play with Monday or Friday night. We were going to play with honor, play with pride, play with passion, and play for each other. You know, and as they came in at halftime, the kids, one of our leaders of the team, came in and wrote a big question mark at the end of the line that said play for each other, because basically that's what it looked like. We had a lot of guys that were just doing a lot of selfish things, and we were not necessarily playing as a unit. We were doing a lot of things well at moments, but obviously collectively weren't doing it great. So then we come out in the third quarter, and 1, 2, 3, here we go. And you're right, it was a back and forth, but that's what we anticipated. But when you're down 38-0, it can't be back and forth in the second half.
No, really can't. And one thing that we saw up in the press box, and you just mentioned it, was the pride of the Tigers. You could have folded up down 38-0, but your kids came out and they put together a really good second half. The positives, again, the running game of thunder and lightning, that's Bradford and Richardson, and no turnovers in four quarters of football, and the defense played a lot better in the second half.
That's right. And then that's really all you have. When you're down, you know, five possessions, close to 40 points, you have to find out if your kids have a heart and full of pride so they can play hard for each other. And we got everything we asked for out of the kids the second half, and that's pretty much what we said on the post-game huddle was, you did what we asked you to do, no one quit, and that's the story of this game going forward. That's the taste we have left in our mouth. So now that this one's gone, this one's over with. Of course, we had the ceremony honoring Coach Vernon and Eric Richardson. You know, with that award, it was pretty nice. But, hey, man, now we just kind of have to batten up the hatches and see what's going on for next week.
And, again, too many penalties in this game and not much in your passing game either.
It's the stuff that, I hate to sound like a broken record at times, but you rewind all the way to week one. You want to get all three phases of your team going on old dude special teams, and you want to eliminate the penalties with turnovers. We've done well with the turnover part. We haven't necessarily got all three phases going like we need to at any point. And yes, the mistakes on the penalties have to go away, because we put ourselves in a couple of big holes just because of some of the lack of discipline and the calls that are made on us, including being one of our guys, you know, he got himself kicked out of the game. So, all that stuff's going to get addressed, and all we can do now is again, get ourselves ready. Hillcrest is going to be a great game on the road. They usually match up well with us, and so that's where we're at.
Okay, Coach, thanks for the visit this morning. We'll talk to you later this week and get set for the Hillcrest game on Friday night.
Hey, one thing I will say, Barb, is I definitely want to say thank you to the Waynesville community and our Tiger fans who came out. Homecoming experience was a great one. I think we needed the parade. We needed to get back to that normalcy, to some of those traditions. And our crowd was fantastic, and much love and support came out of there. So thank you, Waynesville Tigers, and all the fans, supporters come out. They loved on our kids all week long and throughout that homecoming celebration.
Coach, thanks for the visit. We'll talk to you Thursday.
Thanks, sir. Go Tigers.